Come, Holy Spirit. Amen. One of my favorite parts of going to the Barnstable County Fair every summer when I was a kid was getting to hold baby chickens. A volunteer picks up one of the chicks and places it in your palms, and it is soft and warm and very cute. There were two kinds of chicks in general. There were the sleepy, calm ones who would doze and fall asleep while we held them. And then there were the very alert ones that were more interested in trying to run away and jump out of our hands. In today's gospel reading, the people who Jesus calls the children of Jerusalem are the chicks. And Jesus names himself as the mother hen who longs, who yearns to gather the chicks together and protect them from Herod, the fox in their hen house. But these children, these chicks are not willing to be gathered to Jesus and his protection. They are either too sleepy or too interested in scattering, in running away, or in following someone else. And Jesus is incredibly saddened by this. He grieves it. He laments it. This gospel passage is the first of two laments for Jerusalem and its people that Jesus gives in the Gospel of Luke. So let's take a moment and orient ourselves to where we are in the story on our Lenten journey. Jesus is on his way to Jerusalem, and some of his fellow Jewish teachers, some Pharisees, they come and they try to warn him away because of Herod. And Jesus dismisses those warnings. He claims his identity as a prophet, and he says that he must keep moving toward Jerusalem on a path that he knows and understands will lead to his death. This is the context of Jesus' first lament for Jerusalem that we heard today. His second lament in Luke will occur as he is riding on a colt into Jerusalem on the day the church now honors as Palm Sunday. On that day, Jesus is so grieved for the city and its people that he weeps for them. The mystery of the incarnation means that we believe God knows what it is to be human, to grieve, to openly cry. Jesus' laments, his tears, show not weakness, but strength. Lament is a powerful tool of the prophets, a way for a community to process and express loss and hurt and suffering. What is Jesus lamenting today? Where is he grieving? He is crying out and weeping over the cities of Ukraine, over Kyiv, over Mariupol. He is crying out and weeping over the city of Moscow and the unjust violence being committed by its leaders. Jesus continues to cry and weep over Jerusalem. He is lamenting over the city of Kabul. He is lamenting over communities in the United States where deep divisions pit neighbor against neighbor. Jesus is weeping and lamenting wherever there is suffering and sin and injustice. In our reading today, how does Jesus want the people of Jerusalem to respond to his lament? He wants to gather them. He longs to take them to himself, as a mother hen shelters her chicks. Jesus does not choose a lion or a bear or an eagle as a metaphor for himself in this passage. He chooses a mother hen. In her commentary on this reading, Episcopal priest Barbara Brown Taylor writes, "Jesus won't be king of the jungle in this or any other story. What he will be is a mother hen who stands between the chicks and those who mean to do them harm. She has no fangs, no claws, no rippling muscles. All she has is her willingness to shield her babies with her own body. If the fox wants them, he will have to kill her first." On the first page of your paper leaflets, there's a photo of a mosaic of Jesus as the mother hen. She is haloed in golden leaf on the front of the altar of a church on the Mount of Olives outside of Jerusalem. The church marks the place in our tradition where Jesus wept over the city before entering it on Palm Sunday. The name of the church is Dominus Flevit, which means the Lord wept. If you look at the mosaic, you can see the chicks at the bottom, distracted, running about. The mother hen's wings are open, vulnerable, calling her children home. The Latin text, surrounded by red on the bottom, reads, "And you were not willing." In this Lenten season of repentance, of turning and returning to God, are we willing to be gathered under her wings? Or are we too sleepy, too scattered, too eager to jump away from the nest? How can we listen together for Jesus' call to return? How can we follow our mother hen into the fox's den, where she will lay down her body for us? Here at Grace, our sanctuary also houses a mosaic of a bird. It's here, the symbol of the phoenix, rising from the flames and ashes. The phoenix is a powerful reminder of the rest of the story, of what happens after the cross. While our phoenix symbol was adopted because of the fire that occurred here at Grace Church, it is a symbol that points beyond ourselves to Jesus' promise of new life for all. New life that is not without cost or loss or lament. Lent invites us into this dying and rising together. I invite you today, or sometime this season, to come take a close look at our phoenix, the way her wings are outstretched, open, inviting. She looks very similar to a mother hen.